This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. I'm Amit Verma. West Indies have just won the fourth one-day international against India by 6 wickets and have thus wrapped up the series 3-1. I have with me the red-faced S. Rajesh, who wrote the bulletin for this game on crickinfo.com and who told me before the game that he had a gut feeling that India would win. I hate to gloat, but Rajesh, how's your gut doing?
I would have to say not too good. Quite gutted. But then it was such a great inning from Brian Lara. It was just fun to watch him bat. So it's okay. We just lost a cricket series, nothing more.
You know, after the last one-day international, I was chatting with Anand Vasu on our audio wrap-up after the game, and I asked him what he thinks of the West Indies, and he said that he doesn't really think they're going to be contenders for the World Cup. But they're looking more and more impressive as the series goes on, especially given that these are home conditions. They've got a quality all-rounder in Dwayne Bravo, who bowls very well at the death. He's a cool hand in the middle with the bat. They've got some fine batsmen like Ram Naresh Sarwan and Chris Gayle. And of course, Brian Charles, who hardly looks 37. What do you think? You think they'll be contenders for the World Cup?
Well, I guess we always knew that they have the players to do it. They have some superb batsmen. And they have a fairly handy bowling attack as well. But more than just the players, it's how they gel together that makes a difference. And they have been doing it in this series. And I think they can. The difference really is that they are a very handy side in home conditions. It's when they play overseas that they tend to struggle a lot. But at home, I think they will be serious contenders. Maybe not to go all the way and win the World Cup, but certainly to make it to the semi-finals, I guess. Do you have different views on that?
Well, I've always felt that what makes cricket teams win consistently is not necessarily the grab bag of individuals that they have, but something intangible that runs through sides. You know, how the team gels together and so on. And looking at this West Indies side over the last 3 games under Brian Lara, they've come together really well. You know, at the prize distribution, Lara was talking about how in the next game, West Indies is going to play with reserves. And he said that, you know, if we win with reserves, we'll really prove that we're the better team. And that's hardly defeatist talk. So there does seem to be something special running through that team. And these are home conditions. The World Cup is not far away. I think there'll be a side to watch out for.
Though having said that, Lara has said similar things in the past. And when they have toured, things have gone horribly wrong for them. So I would still hedge my bets. But yeah, at home, I guess they can still be a strong factor.
And cricket is so unpredictable, isn't it? I mean, just a few days back, I read an audio feature called India's One Day Resurgence. And needless to say, I'm rather embarrassed by how we chose to title that. In that feature, Harsha Bhogle pointed out that most of India's wins recently had come in the subcontinent and that this was India's first big test in foreign conditions. However, the conditions here haven't really been very different from those in the subcontinent. And I'd venture that India are not struggling in the conditions, but in the mind. What's your take? What's going wrong with them?
First of all, I'll have to say that makes it 2 red-faced people sitting here. I think the problem is that the conditions aren't quite so similar between what we face in India and what's currently there in the West Indies, because the pitches there are much slower than what we are used to in India. The ball generally tends to come onto the bat. We see a lot of big scores, 300, 320s, being chased down as well. And when we play on these slower pitches, even in Sri Lanka, we've seen this happen. Indian batsmen do tend to struggle to get runs. That's happened again throughout this entire series here. With that in mind, I think our team composition should have been 6 specialist batsmen and Dhoni as the wicketkeeper instead of going in with 5 bowlers. Because clearly throughout this series, our weak link had been the batting and there had been more than one batsman not in form. So keeping that in mind and keeping also in mind the fact that this was a crunch game for India, probably a better idea would have been to go in with Robin Uthappa as the opener and to have Rahul Dravid and Yuvraj in the middle order to stabilize things.
Great. I don't know about the lessons India has learned from this, but the lesson both of us have learned from this is not to make silly predictions. That's all for now at Crick Info Audio. I was chatting with S. Rajesh. We'll see you after the 5th One Day International, or rather you'll hear from us after the 5th One Day International on Sunday. Please do write in with any feedback to audio@crickinfo.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Crick Info Audio.